Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Check. Oh, you're good.
Here we are.
It's Free Talk Live, and we are on the radio. You can talk to us about anything you want to talk about here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was some pretty big news that we did not talk about last night that I think is really important to get out there about the NSA. Of course, those of you who've been paying attention to the news over the last couple of years know that Edward Snowden, former NSA contractor, came out, I think it was the summer of 2013. He came out with some really bombshell information about the massive spying that has been perpetrated on American people and people around the world by the government agency known popularly as the NSA, the National Security Agency. They also revealed that the GCHQ, which is the Great Britain version of the NSA, and other spy agencies around the world have been basically violating their own rules and have been behaving in a very, very naughty manner. But then again, what did everybody really expect from the NSA? And I don't think anybody who's been paying attention is really surprised to find out about all of that spying. Well, now there's a sort of a bombshell court decision that has come out, and the New York Times as well as the FreeThoughtProject.com have the story. So here it is from the Free Thought Project. In a sweeping decision out of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, the ACLU versus Clapper, the federal court has ruled that the NSA's bulk data collection program, which sweeps up millions of Americans' phone records without a warrant, to be illegal. The decision marks a major victory for civil libertarians and comes as Congress debates whether to renew the law that underpins the bulk metadata collection program. Judge Gerald Lynch, writing on behalf of the three-judge panel, called the government's rationale for bulk collection, quote, unprecedented and unwarranted, going on to say that the program exceeds the scope of what Congress has authorized. He went on to say that the government approach represented a monumental shift in our approach to combating terrorism, which was not seemingly grounded in our legal framework. The decision is the most substantial blow to the NSA's domestic spying program thus far, and the plaintiff that brought this case was the ACLU. Their attorney, in a statement to The Intercept, said, quote, this ruling should make it clear once and for all that the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone records is unlawful, and it should cast into doubt the unknown number of other mass surveillance operations of the NSA that rely on a similarly flawed interpretation of the law. And so that's a big important point, is that, you know, we still probably don't know what all of their programs are. We know what Edward Snowden has revealed, but the NSA isn't interested in just opening up the books. And
no, of course not. Why would they be interested in doing something like that?
Well, right. I mean, they've already been made to look like little tyrants, and it's been pretty clear that they're able to essentially invade all of your communications if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, I'm not a legal expert, but obviously this particular court ruling isn't going to, you know, overturn the NSA. They still exist. The court's just saying that, oh, well, this one kind of spying on your part has been illegal. Now, the speculation here is that they're using the same excuse to do other programs, but we don't ultimately know what those other programs are. In the court's opinion, one of the judges wrote, quote, to obtain a 215 order, the government must provide the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court with a statement of facts showing there are reasonable grounds to believe that the tangible things that are sought are relevant to an authorized investigation other than a threat assessment. Now, that court they're talking about is essentially kind of like a secretive court, and they, I'm sure, will grant whatever search warrants that the NSA wants them to grant. But by doing an end run around that court in the first place, they're very clearly breaking their own process, breaking their own rules. So the fact that they won't even, you know, they wouldn't even go through the court to get that authorization, I think really speaks to how invasive this particular program was. The collection operates under Section 215 of the Patriot Act, which authorizes the government to collect, quote, any tangible things that the government alleges are relevant to a terror investigation. The government has used this as the basis for collecting massive amounts of digital records, and this information can be used to reveal, quote, civil, political, or religious affiliations, says the judge, as well as personal behavior and intimate relationships. He went on to directly rebuke the government's position in the decision, writing, quote, the government emphasizes that relevance is an extremely generous standard, particularly in the context of the grand jury investigations to which the statute analogizes orders under Section 215. Appellants argue that relevance is not an unlimited concept and that the government's own use of the records obtained demonstrates that most of the records sought are not relevant to any particular investigation. The records demanded are all-encompassing. The government doesn't even suggest that all of the records sought, or even necessarily any of them, are relevant to any specifically defined inquiry. And how could they be if they're just collecting information wholesale on everyone's phone calls? Then how they could possibly argue that that data is relevant to any kind of specific inquiry is pretty ridiculous. And that's what the court has backed up here. Now, according to the freethoughtproject.com, what is telling about the entire situation is that none of this would be transpiring if it were not for the revelations brought forth by Edward Snowden, which publicly revealed the existence of this megalithic program. Even lawmakers were caught by surprise at the breadth of the domestic spying in the wake of Snowden's disclosures, and even the author of the Patriot Act, Representative Jim Sensenbrenner, went on the record stating that he never intended the bill to authorize the NSA to use it to sweep up bulk data of innocent Americans. But, I mean, anybody who knows anything about politics and the way government works should know that whatever Sensenbrenner's intentions were for the Patriot Act don't ultimately matter. When government passes some program, then it's never the intentions of the lawmakers that end up being what becomes real. What ends up being, in existence is whatever the bureaucrats decide. And, you know, these bureaucrats are not the same people who wrote the law. They're interpreting the law, and they'll always interpret the law in the way that gives the most power to the bureaucrats. And so over time, you know, maybe not the first year, maybe not the second year, but over 10 years, the program will morph from its original intentions to some complete bastardization, perhaps, of those original intentions. So Sensenbrenner, he's acting stupid here, as though he doesn't know that government programs, stray from their original parameters, if you will.
One of the big fears about Social Security back in the day was that the Social Security number would become a national ID number.
That's right.
Everybody would have to produce their Social Security number at all their transactions. Mm-hmm. And they assured us that wasn't, well,
it
not us, I wasn't born yet. But
it said
they,
it on the card, actually.
Yeah, that yeah. It was not supposed to be any kind of a number. But yet, even doing business with private companies, you end up having to give them your Social Security number. And when I was in the computer mm-hmm. business, I would find people saying, well, we'll just use the Social Security number as the primary key of this database. And I would be like, why are we even collecting that data? There's absolutely no reason to have that in our database. We don't interact with the Social Security Administration.
Well, it has turned into a an identification number for an individual. And that you're right, that wasn't the original intention of the program. And I don't know how many years it took them to pull that off of the Social Security card, but it certainly hasn't been there in my lifetime, and I imagine it went away relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it started drifting into that use within the first generation of the program.
So that's a great
example.
They
just have to wait for a few people to die off who remember all the promises they made.
So there's been an effort to push back against NSA overreach in the form of the USA Freedom Act, which would limit certain types of bulk data collection practices while entrenching others and force the agency to request from private companies specific sets of phone records involved in a case. But not everyone believes that the current manifestation of the USA Freedom Act is a good thing, including Congressman Justin Amash saying in a Facebook post, quote, from day one, from day one following the revelation of the NSA's bulk collection program, I have said the warrantless collection of records on all Americans violates both the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution and the plain reading of Section 215 of the Patriot Act. Today's ruling by the court makes it clear the executive branch's interpretation of the statute that is interpreting records as relevant to a terrorism investigation to mean all records everywhere is unprecedented and unwarranted. In the light of this ruling, Congress must not proceed with the latest version of this USA Freedom Act. We can continue here. There's a little bit more about this. And you can share your thoughts with us. I don't imagine there's anybody out there who's upset about this court decision besides the status in the NSA. But you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. There's more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you might like to discuss at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you like. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in a variety of different ways. You can submit content there, right there on the front page of the website. And vote up or down on the stuff you like or dislike. And then other listeners voting will result in us knowing what you think is interesting. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Today, we use battery power so frequently on so many different things, it can be hard to keep track. But there's certain things that, you know, you want to make sure you get kept charged all day long. And like your cell phone, for instance, your smartphone. More than 60% of American adults have a smartphone, and that means that probably 60% of American adults are having trouble keeping that thing going all day, just because of the nature of the devices and how power hungry they are. If you've got the power, the Pocket Power Plus, you don't have a problem, because the Pocket Power Plus is a breakthrough in portable power technology that allows you to run electronic devices like your cell phone or your laptop, sometimes for hours, possibly even days, if necessary. It is so powerful in some circumstances, it can actually jumpstart a car. It's got a full accessory pack that comes with the adapters you'll probably need, as well as the jumper cables. You can get your Pocket Power Plus for half off by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. And you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll save even more. Once again, that's PocketPowerPlus9.com. We're sharing with you the story from thefreethoughtproject.com, where a circuit court of appeals, I believe the second Circuit Court of Appeals, has determined in a lawsuit brought by the ACLU that the U.S. government and their NSA domestic spying program, at least a significant chunk of it, was is perhaps, if it's still going on, illegal, and that is the bulk collection of your phone records. Millions of Americans' phone records being collected without a warrant. They're saying that's illegal because it exceeds the scope of even what, you know, ridiculous leeway was given to them by the Patriot Act. I mean, I'm no fan of the Patriot Act. That's a terrible piece of legislation that has eroded our freedoms even further. But what this court is saying is that even in the Patriot Act, the restrictions that are in there are being violated by the NSA in this case, that they're just saying that every single phone call that they're collecting is irrelevant to some sort of an investigation. And essentially the court's saying that, yeah, sorry, but that's ridiculous to claim that basically every phone record is relevant to a terror investigation. When you apply for a warrant for something, which they weren't doing, which was another violation, you know, you're supposed to be kind of specific about what it is that you're seeking and the reasons for which you're seeking that information. So they're not even applying to the secret court in this case. They're just ignoring all of that and collecting bulk data. And, of course, as was pointed out here by the Free Thought Project, we wouldn't have known had it been had it not been for Edward Snowden taking the personal risk and ultimate, very, you know, difficult situation of coming out of the closet and blowing the whistle on these people.
And this is behavior that began during the Bush administration and continued during the Obama administration?
As I understand it, yeah.
Yeah, because they passed the Patriot Act.
2001?
2001, after the Twin Towers fell. So that was during the...
So it's been nonpartisan digging.
Oh, yeah.
Because people think that the Democrats are different with this stuff, but Obama seems to be following the Bush agenda pretty closely.
Oh, yeah. Obama totally, you know, is back in the NSA. And it was Obama who was essentially the defendant in this case, because he's the head of the executive agencies. NSA is one of those.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that being such a constitutional scholar himself, he would have taken one look at this program and said, oh, gee, we can't do this. Seems like he should have known.
Justin Amash continuing here. He says, in light of this ruling, Congress must not proceed with the latest version of the USA Freedom Act. While limiting certain types of bulk collection, the latest USA Freedom Act would authorize bulk collection of Americans' records for the first time, thereby undoing some of the process, or the progress, rather, resulting from the Second Circuit's decision. Instead, Congress should pass, and the President should sign the original USA Freedom Act as introduced in 2013 before amendments that protects the liberty and privacy of all Americans while providing the intelligence community the authority necessary to deal with those who seek to harm us. Now, I'm no fan of this Justin Amash character or anything like that. He's just the one included in this particular article here by the Free Thought Project. I guess he's sort of one of the more liberty-leaning people in Congress, but whatever that means, I don't know. I know, I can hear the code words in what he's saying, the idea that, you know, the intelligence community still needs authority to deal with those who seek to harm us. He's not talking about freedom here. He's talking about, well, we want to give them some powers, but not as much as, you know, the president wants them to have. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'd like to see the NSA abolished entirely.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. I don't feel like we need them to keep us safe. Do you guys?
No, I'm a great believer in militias. I don't think we need a standing army, so I definitely don't think we need an NSA.
Show me some success stories of the NSA, you know, for once. Maybe it might give way to some thinking about it, but no, I don't think that they've done really any good.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, what are the NSA success stories?
There's Party and the... Oh, the CIA, not NSA, sorry. It was a song by Weird Al Yankovic. It was Party
and the CIA.
I was going to say, well, they made a good song of it, but we're talking about the CIA, not the NSA. So it still stands. I haven't seen anything successful come from the NSA.
Yeah, back in the Clinton era, I think the CIA celebrated its 50th anniversary, and one of the late-night talk show hosts said that Clinton had made a statement praising the CIA for all of its accomplishments, and that the CIA would neither confirm nor deny any of those accomplishments.
So, as the Free Thought Project wraps this up, he says there's a major debate taking place in Congress as Section 215 of the Patriot Act is scheduled to expire at the end of this month. The decision will send the case back to the district court for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. While this is a wonderful first step towards reigning in the NSA, the warning by Congressman Amash is extremely prescient and must be taken very seriously. Additionally, the question remains, will any of those involved in these illegal activities be held accountable? And, of course, I think the answer is pretty obvious.
No.
Of course not.
No, they're just going to slap on the wrist.
No, I mean, they're not even going to be identifiable. Why would the NSA, you know, bother to reveal who it would be that is responsible for this secret program?
Right.
I mean, they never once applied for a warrant to, you know, from a secret court. They never applied for the secret court warrant to do any of this spying. So nobody's name's on a dotted line of any kind of even a secret document in this case.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to protect their own all the way to the end, whatever that is going to look like. And then there's they link to the 97-page long decision here by the United States Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And I'll link to this over on our Facebook and the Twitter as well. So you can check this out and dig in here as deep as you darn well, please. We'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Coming up, one lady is pretty upset after her Florida license labeled her incorrectly as a sex offender.
Very incorrectly.
That's on the way. Plus, another example, another terrible example of why you should not be calling the police on your kids. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast space society, is at epidemic proportions, and one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. There's some bad news in the world of digital currency, at least for one of the digital currencies out there. Not Bitcoin. Bitcoin's still going strong. Everything is good, as far as I can tell, in the Bitcoin world. In fact, the price point of Bitcoin sort of up a little bit over the last, over the last week. Right
it's
now,
it's over 250. It's been
no, not right now. 244 according to Bitfinex. But it's getting there. I mean, it's right around that range.
Yeah, definitely. It's been staying strong the last week.
It peaked up at 249 today. You can go and get Bitcoin for yourself, as well as some of the altcoins like Litecoin or Dogecoin, over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, go to expresscoin.com and you can get your cryptocurrency with either money order or check. And it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And ExpressCoin is a licensed money services business. You can do it from your smartphone, via their app, or just go straight to their website at expresscoin.com. And you can also use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's expresscoin.com with coupon code FTL. Now, when you go and you look up the altcoins out there, and there are a number of them, you look at altcoins and you'll see, if you go to, for instance, altcoins.com, I believe is the site that shows you hundreds of them. Nope, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. It's not altcoins.com. It's coinmarketcap.com. This is the most, one of the most interesting sites out there for those who are interested in looking at these altcoins. So Bitcoin is a decentralized currency that is not issued by any bank or government. It was created by actually someone who's anonymous. They call themselves Satoshi Nakamoto. And Satoshi released Bitcoin to the world, about 6 years ago now.
About 6 years, yeah.
At this point. And there have been, ever since, and Bitcoin's become much more popular ever since then, going from, you know, a fraction of a penny in value for one Bitcoin up to, as we mentioned, around $250, $245.
At the height, I believe it was around
$1,100,
yeah. Okay.
So it's been pretty high up, and now it's been hovering at around the $250, $230 range for several weeks. So there are alternatives to Bitcoin, though, that started coming out not too long after Bitcoin became popular. Litecoin, of course, is one of the more noteworthy ones. I think it was one of the first to market after Bitcoin. And Litecoin is currently now the number three most popular currency, according to the coin market cap. Now, they're organizing this list. I'm not sure how they determine which one's in the second place versus which one is in the third place. I think it's actually the market cap, meaning that there's $57 million worth of Litecoin, I believe, in existence. I think that's what the market cap is.
Gotcha.
I'm not an economics, you know, investor type. But the number two kind of alternative to Bitcoin is something called Ripple. Now,
really? Number two?
Yeah. Their market cap is supposedly $238 million-something dollars.
Do any of you know about this? I'd never heard of it.
You've never heard of Ripple before?
No.
I've heard the name. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. I got to say, I don't know a whole lot about it either. I've seen it before. You know, on these lists, it's always been relatively popular. And it seemed like the Ripple thing is a little different from Bitcoin. Like, a lot of these things seem to be kind of based on Bitcoin. I never really got that from Ripple, but honestly, I've never taken the time to really see what makes it different. There is a company that's behind Ripple, and I think that is one of the things that has led to its sort of, I guess it would be premature to say that its downfall, but it's in trouble. The company behind Ripple just got a $700,000 fine issued to it by the U.S. Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. A story coming from SovereignMan.com, where they have issued the first ever civil enforcement action against a virtual currency. The offending criminal mastermind in this case is Ripple Labs. And if you're not familiar, Ripple is a virtual currency platform that was once the darling of Silicon Valley, attracting top venture capital firms like Google Ventures and Andreessen Horowitz. Ripple's technology allows users to conduct financial transactions with one another, sending and receiving payments in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, as well as fiat currency. Imagine Bitcoin meets PayPal, and you have the basic idea of Ripple.
I see. Okay.
As part of its technology, the parent company, Ripple Labs, also created a native virtual currency called XRP, which is the second largest in the world after Bitcoin when measured by market capitalization. Because of all these features, Ripple Labs qualifies as a, quote, money services business, according to FinCEN, which makes them subject to all sorts of regulations. And at the top of that list is the Bank Secrecy Act, which, contrary to its name, requires banks and money services businesses to betray their customers' financial secrets to the U.S. federal government. Specifically, the Bank Secrecy Act mandates that all banks and MSBs file, quote, suspicious activity reports if they know, suspect, or have reason to suspect that a transaction of $2,000 or more is so-called suspicious. And in the age of the USA Patriot Act, suspicious transactions are big business for Uncle Sam. Last year, a record 2.4 million suspicious activity reports were filed, and that's a 40% increase from 2013's record year of 1.7 million of these suspicious activity reports. Now, a lot of these things are being filed by banks.
Yes,
so
that's
correct. When you go in and you deposit $2,000 one day and $2,000 a day later and another $2,000.
It sets the flag on your account, and the teller or the manager, whoever happens to be running the transaction, is required to file that out.
And so that apparently is one of the reasons why Ripple is in trouble here. We can talk more about what's happening to them in a moment. But first, let's go to John. He's in San Francisco. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Danica.
Hi, how you doing? I've listened for a very long time, even back in the Manage days.
Wow, thanks, John.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I need to change the subject. The reason why I'm calling is because I just wanted to run something past you guys and let you know. I don't know if you're familiar with the Candace Conti pedophilia case that went on in San Francisco.
No. Candace who? Conti?
Conti, spelled C-O-N-T-I. You can Google and check it out. But there's a gentleman out here who I happen to be good friends with who actually created a ballot measure, a proposed law to prevent religious organizations from being able to hide behind the First Amendment, covering up possible pedophile crimes that happen within their church organization.
I don't understand what you're getting at. I mean, covering up, you're talking about Catholic, like the Catholic Church? Is this Candace Conti a religious situation?
Yeah, it was a religious situation. She was a part of, she was one of Jehovah's Witnesses at one time, and she was being molested by one of their shepherds or elders or whatever they're called. And they had basically spent a great deal of time trying to cover it up. And I don't know if you've seen the documentary, but it was quite interesting because they got a lot of these, you know, high up people within the Jehovah's Witness organization, and they basically said on the witness stand that they were told to lie and cover this up, which then caused this law or ballot measure to be put on the ballot. And I just wanted to mention it. It's ballot measure 15-0023. Which anyone can look up on the California ballot measure.
And what are you saying this measure is supposed to do? I'm not real clear on that.
Well, what it is it's designed, they were trying to conceal facts about the pedophilia, and they were doing it hiding behind the First Amendment, saying that whatever goes on within a religious organization is ecclesiastical privilege, and we don't have to report anything to any authority-based government entities. And that's
I haven't read what you're talking about, this ballot measure, but generally when it comes to a courtroom situation, it's not the First Amendment that protects your right not to speak. It's the Fifth Amendment, but that's only protection against self-incrimination. The Fifth Amendment does not protect against being forced to testify in a criminal matter. So,
but clergymen do have a privilege. For example, a Catholic priest cannot be forced to testify something that he has heard in the confessional. He's legally privileged from being forced to testify, and the Church of the Invisible Hand is doing mediation under the seal of the confessional in order to take advantage of that.
Stand by, John. We can come back here, because I'm still a little confused at, you know, what the First Amendment has to do with, you know, alleged case of child molestation. Because that probably didn't happen inside the confessional. It sounds to me like it's a conspiracy in this church to cover that up. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 a piece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com now.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And you can get all kinds of neat stuff over there at Amazon. I was just on Amazon looking at some mosquito repellent refills. I guess repellent's not the right word. Attractant. These are the refills for those zappers, the mosquito zapper things.
Refills for the zappers?
Yeah, the zapper thing.
They're not powered by electricity or anything?
There's actually some sort of chemical that, I guess some of them are electric only, but others
have the
zappy thing, and there's some sort of a chemical that is in there as well to attract
that does make sense.
So that's what I was looking at on Amazon today. You can go and grab whatever you need over at shop.com. www.freetalklive.com. Now, John is still with us here in California. John, you were telling us about a ballot measure that I don't know how many signatures they have for this yet, but their work is this thing qualified yet? What's the status on this?
Yeah, it's qualified, and now
now we're
trying to get the signatures. A petition will be set up online. Let me explain to you the First Amendment issue, which in the First Amendment it says that there has to be a separation between church and state, and a lot of religious organizations will then use that as a defense.
Think so.
That's not exactly what it says. It says Congress shall pass no law either establishing a state religion, which is not the exact wording there, or abridging the free exercise of religion. So there's two parts.
Right, right. Usually most religious groups will use that as a type of immunity, and that's what the Watchtower had been doing. They've been using it as a type of immunity. Basically saying you can't, investigate us because this is a religious matter and it happened, under the auspices of our organization. And that's what they had been using for years to try to avoid any kind of legal action. Ms. Conte had an excellent...
Now, has that worked? I mean, what you were referring to is a case called Candace Conte versus Watchtower Bible Tract Society. What ended up happening in that case? Were they able to...
She won. She was able to prove that they had suppressed information. She was able to prove that they had systematically acted collusively together to try to conceal facts. And,
so why do you feel like this law that would essentially take away First Amendment protections, is what you're saying, from religious people, is even necessary? They didn't even win. I mean, this lady won the case, right?
Yeah, traditionally speaking, the Watchtower has always won every case that they've... this was like kind of a historic... point. It had never happened before or prior. And looking at the way that they approached their defense and what they were trying to do, it became clear that they were trying to use the First Amendment as the type of immunity. So the ballot measure basically states, you have your right to religious secrecy and whatnot in your doctrine, but you cannot, when it comes to criminal matters, try to use the First Amendment as a type of immunity to hide behind. It just clarifies and basically streamlines the position of what a religious organization can or can't do. And that's why I just wanted to put it out there. And, you can go to the California Initiative website, download the PDF, and check it out for yourself. It's designed to protect people.
So that's I don't agree.
Yeah, obviously I don't have detailed knowledge of this measure. It's the first that I've heard of it.
I've got to hear it. It's very lengthy. It's
but
two full pages.
What it sounds like to me is that they're trying to chip away at the traditional rights of religion and use the children as an excuse, as they frequently do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would not necessarily call this a pro-liberty measure, although, like I said, I have not completely analyzed it, but this sounds like an anti-liberty measure, especially given that the apparent malefactors were eventually brought to justice using existing tools. The question is, then, why do those need to be expanded?
Right.
It sounds like a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah, John, by the way, hasn't said anything about this being pro-liberty. He said this is, like, good for whatever. I mean, so he supports this, but we don't know what John's particular viewpoint is.
My viewpoints are, I don't want to see anyone hurt or taken advantage of in the name of religion. That's basically what it comes down to.
Have you read this thing, John? Because it's fairly detailed, and it doesn't just have to do with what you're saying that it has to do with. Like, here's
the thing.
I would suggest rereading the First Amendment also, so you know exactly what it says, because the phrase separation of church and state isn't there.
Section G here in this, again, lengthy, there's sections all the way up through J in this, what is supposed to be a ballot measure. I imagine they're not going to print all of this on the ballot. So they'll likely give people a summary on the ballot of what this does, which is not going to be detailed enough because there's a lot here, and then expect people who are going to the polls to have taken the time to have read all two pages of this entire measure. But just here's one section of it. Quote, any religious organization that lobbies political figures or governmental agencies, either by third party, proxy, or utilizing outside paid or unpaid lobbyists to further their interest, whether political or not, can no longer be viewed as a religious entity. As such, said religious organization nation should have its tax status rescinded based on the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, as obtaining political influence conflicts with the very nature of the First Amendment. This is an incredibly confused statement here. It's essentially saying that if you are in a religious organization and you attempt to influence the government, that we will pull your status as a religious organization because somehow you attempting to influence the government conflicts with the First Amendment. I'm sorry, that's part of the First Amendment, is being able to say what you want to these government agents.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you every organization has to be able to protect itself from government overreach, and that includes lobbying, that includes protesting, includes all kinds of things. And it actually reminds me of what they're trying to do to the Shire Free Church, to say, oh, you're not religious because you have political beliefs, and therefore we get to tax you. It seems like exactly what they said about us.
Yeah, I mean, John, this really seems like, I mean, again, I haven't taken the time to read both of these pages of text, but, I mean, this seems like just an all-out attack on freedom of religion to me.
And that's why you guys are here.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because everybody's got an opinion, and everybody can look at things at a different angle, and just because one person interprets something one way doesn't mean someone else.
Well, there's only one way you can interpret that particular statement. I mean, that comes right out and says anybody who's in a religious organization that goes and lobbies the government for something or tries to influence a politician is no longer qualified as a religious organization anymore. So you have to keep in, if this passes, religious organizations would have no ability whatsoever to have an opinion publicly about pending legislation or, you know, political matters.
The Catholic Church would no longer be able to lobby with regard to abortion. And although I disagree with the Catholic Church on abortion, I'm pro-choice, they're obviously pro-life, they have a right to try and make their viewpoint heard.
Yeah, I would say anybody that supports free speech should oppose this thing that you're putting out there, John. And good luck, though. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. 855-450-3733. I mean, I could go on and try to dig up some more from this thing here, but let's see. Here's another one. Any religious organization, this is Section C, that does not report any act that could be a chargeable offense under the penal code immediately to the proper authorities without delay shall lose its tax-exempt status.
So that would include you and me not reporting people smoking weed in church?
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. See, they smoke weed at the Church of the Invisible Hand, and I'm no snitch. I ain't reporting nothing to nobody.
Exactly. I mean, this is I'll go on here. The claim that
somebody's touching kids, I'm going to report it. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But they say any criminal act
under the penal code. The claim that, quote, any matters of criminal nature may arise within a religious organization are protected by either the confidentiality of a confession or by the claim of handling the matter internally amongst the religious leaders of said organization is not valid. Alleged criminal acts such as pedophilia and or fraud of any type cannot be protected by ecclesiastical privilege, as criminal acts have nothing to do with religious doctrine. So, once again, if somebody's actually harming another person, if whether it's some child that's being molested or somebody that's being, you know, sacrificed on some sort of satanic altar or whatever.
They were really scared about that in the 80s.
In the 80s.
I remember
in
the Reagan administration. Everybody thought people were doing satanic rituals.
I remember
all
hearing
cemeteries.
About it. I was in elementary school in the 80s, and I remember stories about that going
it's
on.
It's not just satanic. It's also druidic, too, to do human sacrifices. So
really?
Yes. Well, and Aztec, Mayan, there's been a lot of human sacrifice over the years.
So
Church of the Invisible Hand doesn't do it.
This law is terrible. This law guts the First Amendment. This law does not protect free speech. It just basically destroys the idea of freedom of religion as well. And terrible idea here. This is, let's see, Section 150023 coming up on a ballot probably in 2016 in California.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.